So, hi, I'm Steph Noyce, Head of Money and Digital at Clarion Futures. At some point in our lives, most of us will have to deal with an event that has a major impact on not just our well-being, but our personal finances too. Things like a bereavement, illness, getting married or having a baby, losing your home or job, divorce, separation. And this year is no exception, with coronavirus affecting every household in one way or another. In this year's annual report, StepChange found that since the beginning of lockdown, 2.8 million people have fallen into arrears, most frequently with utility bills, council tax, or rent. Last year, Clarion Futures Money Guidance Team supported over 2,500 people with a range of money issues, including helping them take up regulated debt advice through one of our trusted partners. Our partners helped almost 3,500 residents deal with problem debt, writing off an estimated £11.3 million and helping those families get into a position where they're able to take back control of their money. I'm delighted that Andy Shaw from StepChange could join me for this podcast to talk through some of the most common debt what-if questions. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
First of all, can you tell us a bit about StepChange?
Yes, of course. StepChange Debt Charity is the UK's leading debt advice charity. We've been running for over 27 years, having started out from a base in Leeds. We now cover the whole of the UK. In 2019, we helped 635,000 people with their debts, which is on average one person every 48 seconds. We believe that everyone in debt, for whatever reason, should have easy access to free, fair, independent advice and solutions to help people resolve their situation. You can get debt advice from us online or over the phone. Either way, we'll follow a simple three-step process to help you deal with your debt. Firstly, we'll help you work out your budget, income and debts. Secondly, we'll use this information to find a solution to your debt that suits your needs. And thirdly, we'll set up your debt solution and offer support for however long it's needed. If you go to our website, www.stepchange.org, to find out more, you can start our online advice there. There are imitators out there, so please be careful to make sure you use the right web address.
Thanks, Andy. That's a really good warning. So one of the questions we're often asked is, what if I don't know how to deal with my debts? What would your advice be?
Well, if you don't know how to deal with your debts, then really you're coming to the right place in seeking debt advice. So the debt advisor's role is to look at your situation and to talk to you about the best way of dealing with your debts. So if you are a little bit overwhelmed, you don't know what to pay first, where to go, then really seeking debt advice is the best way forward.
Thanks. And what if you're going to be made redundant?
So if you're being made redundant, and I know this is something that increasingly people are starting to worry about, particularly as the coronavirus sort of job protection schemes start to change and come to an end, then we may start to see more people having to face redundancy. So there are a couple of aspects to redundancy that you need to think about. I mean, there's the sort of employment rights aspect, and then there is also the financial aspect. So what are you entitled to in terms of redundancy pay, help finding new work, that kind of thing? And then how are you going to manage your finances in that period when you're between jobs? On our website, we have a redundancy guide that covers both of those things. We're not employment rights specialists, so you may need to go and get employment advice elsewhere from a trade union if you have one, or some of the free advice services that are out there, but we can give you some basic information on your rights and what to expect. And then really, in terms of dealing with your finances, that's where we can do those three steps that we talked about earlier: looking at your budget, looking at what your options are, and putting a plan in place to help you to deal with your debt.
Great, thanks. And of course, the other thing we're seeing a lot at the moment is about, what if someone's income's reduced, if you're working less hours or something like that?
Yeah, so you could be working a few hours, you could have lost your job altogether. You could have had to move from salary maybe to something like statutory sick pay or universal credit. All of those things can knock your finances off balance. So, I mean, the first thing to do in this case, if your income has gone down, is to check that you are receiving everything that you're entitled to. So we can help you with a benefit checker on our website. We can look at whether there's anything that you're entitled to claim that you're not currently getting. And then really, once we're sure that you're getting everything that you're entitled to, then we can put together that financial statement for you, and we can work out how to deal with your finances on that reduced income. So is there anything that you're spending on that can be reduced, that you can save on? Or do we have to look at maybe some of those debt repayments and whether they need to be reduced as well? So we'll cover all of those things with you when we advise you.
Great, thanks. And what about if you can't pay your rent?
Yeah, so rent is what we call a priority payment. If you have rent arrears, then we would call that a priority debt. So these are the things that are most important for you to pay, because if you don't pay them, then the consequences are much more serious for you. Quite obviously, in the case of your rent, if you don't pay it, then you could end up ultimately losing your home. Now, what you will find if you are in rent arrears is that your landlords in most cases are going to be very, very keen to work with you to try and deal with that in a fair and sustainable way. They're not going to be looking to evict you from your home at the first opportunity. They are going to be much more flexible and sympathetic, especially if the reason that you can't pay your rent is because your income has changed due to COVID or other circumstances outside of your control. So talk to your landlord. If you don't feel comfortable talking to your landlord, then talk to somebody else, seek debt advice, and we will talk you through what your options are. But the most important thing is to make sure that you act early, because the longer that you leave it, the worse it's going to be, the harder it's going to be to get out of that position. So as soon as you start to have difficulty, or you think you're going to have difficulty paying your rent, then we'd recommend that you talk to somebody about it.
So is council tax a priority debt as well, Andy?
Yes, it is. Council tax is a priority debt. And the reason for that is that local councils tend to be very quick to get court orders for unpaid council tax and to enforce those court orders, so they can send bailiffs to your property. If you're working, they can apply to have money deducted directly from your earnings, which would obviously leave you short for other things. So council tax, again, really important that if you are struggling with that, that you get help as soon as you can. Again, local councils tend to be fairly flexible if you contact them and let them know early on that you're struggling to pay. But any more than a couple of missed payments and you may find yourself having to pay the full year's council tax in one go, which, of course, if you could do that, you probably wouldn't have got into arrears in the first place. So really, if you are struggling with that, then debt advice is a really good option for you, because we'll be able to look at spreading those payments over a longer period, maybe, or if there are any other options to help you to deal with that debt.
Great, thank you. So the last what if question that we get asked a lot is, what if I can't pay my credit card?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are very worried about those sorts of things, credit cards and other what we call unsecured debt. Now, we talked about priority debts earlier, rent and council tax. A credit card is what we consider to be a non-priority debt, because the consequences of not paying your credit card are much less serious. So it won't do your credit file any favours. You may find it a bit more difficult borrowing in the future if you've missed payments on your credit card, but it won't lead to those kinds of more serious consequences that we talked about a little bit earlier on. So if you're struggling to pay your credit card, again, get in touch with your lender, let them know. At the moment, there are various options that lenders have to reduce your payments if you're struggling due to COVID. Even in normal circumstances, they will have to be flexible and sympathetic and look at what is the best way of helping you to deal with that, doing things like freezing interest and charges or arranging flexible repayment plans. But again, this is the sort of thing that if you don't feel comfortable contacting your lender yourself, you can get debt advice and we will help you to deal with your credit card and any other debts that you might have.
Andy, thank you so much for your time today. I've just got one final question that I wanted to ask you. If someone's worried about their debts, what should they do? What's the one thing you tell them to do?
Well, I think the theme of this conversation is fairly clear. Really, what you should do is talk about it. So whether you talk to your lender about it, whether you talk to a debt advisor, or whether you just talk to a friend or a family member, if you're having money worries, then speaking about it to somebody is the first step towards dealing with that problem. So we're here to help you with that, as are the people that you owe money to. As I say, you may have friends and family that can help as well, but definitely share that problem and you'll find it much easier to deal with.
Great. Thank you, Andy.